Patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Walkley Award-winning cartoonist, First Dog on the Moon. This week, we have a special treat for all you bird lovers, all the twitchers and ornithologists listening out there in Radioland. The night parrot, Petsiporus occidentalis. For years, it's been the holy grail of twitchers everywhere, and now it's been found. All the ornithologists I know are in quite a flap. The night parrot was first described in 1861 by renowned explorer, bird scientist and genocidal maniac Lord Aubrey Foffington, as he noted in his book, What Bird Is That and What Are We Going to Do About All These Bloody Indigenies? He said, regarding the night parrot, "This is as stupid and misshapen a bird as I have ever had the misfortune to cast my eyes upon in my many years of chasing about after the Lord's feathered creatures. It is not unlike a lonely fungus trapped at the bottom of a well." The last live specimen of Petsiporus occidentalis was caught in Western Australia in 1912, and after spending 3 years in prison for tax avoidance, it unfortunately died a pauper. But now, one's been discovered in 2013. Barry Flappington, internationally renowned birdist and Photoshop expert who spent years skulking about the central deserts of Australia in order to get his hands on a night parrot, spotted one wandering about a tussock just the other week. He hasn't released the location of the bird or the recording of its cry, partly because he's concerned hordes of slavering bird watchers will descend on the poor creature's habitat, but mainly because he doesn't want anyone else to have one. However, on today's Guide to Modern Living, we are fortunate enough to have the actual video footage, including the cry of the night parrot, and we will broadcast its cry right here for the first time. Obviously, you can't see the pictures of the parrot because this is radio and the ABC won't give me a TV show. So here it is. Men and women of Australia, the sound you are about to hear has only been heard by one man in this country in the last 100 years. I give you the only known recording of the night parrot. Here we go.
Stop the boats.
Oh, this is astounding. Nature is truly remarkable. Let's hear it one more time.
Stop the boats again.
What a fascinating creature. And what's even more extraordinary is that the cry is strangely reminiscent of Tony Abbott, the leader of the Federal Opposition. How is this possible? And I should note that they have more than just this strange cry in common. Mr. Abbott and the night parrot are in some ways identical. Firstly, they're both extraordinarily elusive creatures. The night parrot hasn't been seen for over almost 100 years, and Tony Abbott hasn't been interviewed on Late Line since November 2011, which is 585 days ago. The night parrot is a short, bunchy, funny-looking bird, not unlike someone tried to smuggle a large, fat budgerigar and squished it, whereas Tony Abbott hasn't appeared on Fran Kelly's Radio National Breakfast Program for 370 days. But most remarkable of all, it's been a whopping 1,056 days since Tony Abbott went on Q&A, whereas the night parrot flat out refuses to go on that show because who would want to? I mean, have you seen it? Soon, it will be time, Australia, to decide who we want as Prime Minister. Do we want the elusive Tony Abbott or the not elusive enough Kevin Rudd? I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear. I won't be voting for either of them. I'll be voting night parrot. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living on Radio on the Moon. You're welcome.